WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
In March 2020, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker issued a stay-at-home order to slow the spread of COVID-19. 2 years since then have been full of fear and heartbreak, but we continue to search for healing and find ways to be hopeful. This past week, faith leaders from around Chicago have been sharing short sermons for people of all beliefs, reflecting on the lockdown anniversary. This morning, we're hearing from Reverend Norman Moran from St. Basil Visitation.
Dear friends, when God speaks to us in different forms and circumstances, we are reminded of the wonder of His love and mercy. God is always with us, especially in the most difficult times of our history. I want to invite you to take a second or two and meditate on how God has been present to you during this pandemic. We can't ignore the significance of all the difficult situations that we have to endure since the beginning of COVID-19, nor can we minimize the challenges of solitude, fear, desperation, job losses, hunger, and losing loved ones. Despite of all the sadness and pain, we must recognize and celebrate moments of heroism and courage, moments of sacrifices and dedication, moments of generosity and friendship. These beautiful moments show that the love of God and the love of neighbors do exist. On this second anniversary of the onset of COVID-19, I asked young people from a church in Inglewood on the south side of Chicago how the pandemic made them feel. A group of Mexican-American teenagers that meet every Friday night offered these reflections, and I want to share with you some of them. Quote, "After being in lockdown, I appreciate more the company of my family and friends. I don't think I was ever going to say this, but I missed the school. After feeling a lot of fear, now I am stronger. I thank God for technology and the times that I live in. I don't know what I would have done without the internet. I realize that there are many problems in the world and we can't ignore them. There are many ways to be in contact with people, but the most important is to talk to them face to face. I realize how much my sanity, my loved ones, and my freedom has been taken for granted. I definitely have learned to pay attention to the little things in life." End quote. And when I asked about their spiritual experiences during the pandemic, their answers were both insightful and refreshing to me. Here, I want to share some of them. Quote, "Now, I pray for what I didn't pray before. I have learned to listen more to my parents. I started to read the Bible. Before, we didn't pray as a family. Now we do. I didn't like it before, but now I like going to church. I like to help others. In my family, we learn to appreciate each other. I learn more about God. I had time to get to know myself. I saw God in the generosity of people." End quote. These are beautiful thoughts, and I appreciate their honest and sincere responses. But also I noticed that they avoided talking about their loss, their feeling, their mournings, the pain. And I encourage them, as I encourage you, my friends, to talk, to express yourself, express your feelings, share them, listen, and work toward healings. On this second anniversary of COVID-19, our respect and gratitude must go to all the essential workers, especially those in the medical field. We offer our prayers for those who are gone, and we express our wishes and hopes and comfort for their families and relatives. God speaks to us in different forms and fashions. He speaks through the Bible, through a sermon, in a song, through a good friend's advice, and even in the rain. Today, I want to thank God for His love and mercy, and I pray that these words may be from God to you. Peace.
That speech from Reverend Norman Moran was produced for broadcast by WBEZ's Adora Nemegade, together with the Martin Marty Center for the Public Understanding of Religion at the University of Chicago. This is WBEZ.